America sure has changed since I was a little boy.
Really, Grandpa? How?
Well, back then, things moved at a slower pace. Folks cared about each other.
Really?
America was blessed by God because we were free to pray whenever we wanted.
Cool.
Then the Pledge of Allegiance was declared unconstitutional because of the phrase, under God.
Whoa.
And then our national motto, In God We Trust, was removed from all our money.
Oh, man.
Now America so completely eradicated God, it's a crime to worship Him anywhere. That's why I'm in prison.
All right, visiting hours are over, son.
Bye, Grandpa. I'll see you next month.
Bye, David. Remember, I love you and I'm praying for you.
Shut up, old man. That's how you got here in the first place.
Could this be America's future? It could, unless we pass a constitutional amendment protecting our national motto and Pledge of Allegiance. Go to WePledge.com and sign the petition. Our goal is 10 million signatures. Let's make this the most signed petition in American history.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cop.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah, hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you. Back to kick off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily, broadcasting from America, where things sure have changed, David. Really, Grandpa? I'm so interested in what you have to say. No grandson ever acts like that. Their fucking grandfather when he talks. What? Grandpa, he's rambling again. Someone shut him up. Shove a biscuit in his mouth. Something soft that he has to chew. Every time I listen to that ad, every time I play it at the top of the show or something, I go insane. And I want to just stop and comment on it because it's so stupid. Let me just play it.
America sure has changed since I was a little boy.
Really, Grandpa? How?
Well, back then, things moved at a slower
pace. Don't encourage Grandpa. Really? How, Grandpa? No, shut up. You're just waiting for him to give you some money.
Folks cared about each other.
Really?
America was blessed by God because we were free to pray whenever we wanted.
Cool.
A couple things are pissing me off here. One, the statement, people cared about one another back then because of fucking religion? Really? If that's the only reason why you're nice to someone is because you're afraid you're going to go to hell if you're not, something is wrong with you. I want to punch this guy in the face. But God might be a little sore with me for doing that. After all, the gentleman just said good afternoon, but it's the way he said it. Oh, I hate his face. The other thing, I love the kid responding to Grandpa. We used to be able to pray whenever we wanted to. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, praying is cool. It's right up there with skateboarding and doing drugs. I think this kid just wants to make sure he's in Grandpa's will. Old man's behind bars. He's probably not doing so well health-wise. And it's only a matter of time before he croaks. All right, so there you go. I just thought that was interesting. I love that PSA. I wonder how many signatures that petition got. This was a few years ago, so the website WePledge.com is down. I did go. I used the Wayback Machine over there on archive.org, and I looked back in 2003, and I saw that just about 2 million people supposedly signed this petition. It said, join the over 2 million people who support this site. And that could just be like, you know, some pulling numbers out of their ass or something. But I don't know if that's how many people actually signed the petition. I have a hard time believing that. But, you know, once you start screaming about God and prayer and America, for people to start frothing at the mouth. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's move on to some listener-submitted stupidity. Yes, yeah, strip club DJ's back with some new Timmy Boo audio. He's moved on to messing around with annoying real broadcasters. I don't know if you know the name Scott Farrell. If you are into sports, you may have seen him on ESPN or... I don't know. He used to be like on terrestrial radio. Now he does a sports show every night on Sirius XM. He's on one of the Howard Stern channels. And I don't know why. I don't know what Howard Stern has to do with sports. Whatever. Regardless, I think, I don't know if this is from his Sirius show or if he was doing like an after show on Ustream or something. But Pharrell is not a fan of strip club DJ. I guess they have a chat room set up, and the strip club DJ was sending instant messages to Scott Farrell pretty much nonstop, trying to get him to talk about Timmy Boo. Now, here's the thing. Scott Farrell was totally annoyed with strip club DJ, but since Timmy Boo is in a wheelchair, he's been shot up, Scott Farrell can't be mean to Timmy Boo, right? So he takes out his frustration on strip club and then gives Timmy Boo a nice shout-out. Take a listen.
Okay, like, dude, you don't have to type every fucking minute of the day, okay?
That would be strip club DJ.
Strip club DJ. Like last time, don't start texting me.
Like last time. This is a continuing saga.
6.5 billion fucking text messages, all right? You're not the only person who wants to do this shit. You're like flipping out, dude. You're like the only dude doing it. Just stop. Like, you don't have to type every fucking word that comes in your mind, okay? Try to be cool. Yeah. Chill out.
Yes.
Fuck.
Damn it.
I'm not answering your questions, dude. I'll turn it off. I'm not going to play dick games with you all day.
Okay. Wonder what questions strip club DJ was asking. Something to do with dick games. I think that's kind of like the Hunger Games, but gayer.
Okay. Know that shit. It's my boy Timmy Boo Henson in his wheelchair at the hospital. I love you in the hospital. What's happening? Prolapse hospital. Hope you guys are feeling all right.
Prolapse hospital. All right. Scott Farrell can't be that dumb. Does he really think there's a prolapse hospital? St. Prolapse Hospital or something like that? All right. There you go. A little shout out to Timmy Boo from Scott Farrell.
Hey, know that shit.
Let's hear it again.
That's my boy Timmy Boo Henson in his wheelchair at the hospital. Shake it out.
What's he saying? Shake it up or check it out? I can't tell.
I love you in the hospital.
Chicky-doo.
What's happening?
His voice is crazy.
Prolapse hospital. Hope you guys are feeling all right. Yeah.
Okay, enough. All right. Thank you, Scott Farrell, and also strip club DJ. I also have a piece of audio here from Paul, who resides in San Francisco. He was at a Starbucks, and a scary homeless guy was screaming about, what does it say about the kind of coffee you drink when homeless people also enjoy it? You know, I mean, they don't really have refined taste when it comes to this stuff. If it's good enough for homeless, it's good enough for me. Starbucks. Ding. All right, let's hear what this homeless person has to say. Oh, Lord. Okay, I heard 666, so that's what we're going for. There's a lot of people talking, a lot of background noise. You have to listen closely here. But once I heard 666, I knew what voice to isolate. Because normal people typically don't say that in public. 666. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much of this I can play. I can hear him talking. He kind of sounds like Pharrell. It may have been Pharrell visiting the Starbucks. 666. Check it out. I can hear him talking, but I can't make out a lot of the words. Then again, I don't know if he's actually speaking words. Hard to tell. Never know.
It's not about you, Jeff. It's my
It is your name. I'm the president. The Condor of the world. Wow. Wow. The homeless guy at Starbucks. There you go. You can sort of hear him. In the end, it doesn't matter how crystal clear the audio is because, after all, it's a homeless guy. That's pretty much what you're going to get. Do you guys remember a couple weeks ago on the show, I played some gay porn audio, not of gay sex, just some really bad gay porn acting. It involved a guy being signed to a band or something. I have the clip here. All right, he's signing.
Congratulations. You're officially part of the band.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
Grabs his ass, like slaps his ass, and grabs it.
Let's get something straight. It was the first and the last time either one of you will ever touch my ass again. Are you clear?
What a little bitch.
See you at rehearsal.
I thought all he did was slap his ass, but apparently not. The scene just prior to this one, they're all having sex. I guess that's how he got the part in the band. So that's what he's referring to. It's the last time you'll touch my ass. They did more than touch your ass, dude. They done did fucked it silly, quite frankly. I'm having trouble sitting for a week. All right, here we go. Here's the scene.
This plot of yours could blow up in our faces.
You worry too much. He's too fucking hot not to try and score with.
He's the best drummer that we auditioned. Nance is really sold on him.
Gays really are disgusting.
If we blow this and he walks, she's gonna fire both our asses.
He's simply too hot not to try and rape. Things could go horribly wrong. You know, he could escape. He could call the cops. We can get in a lot of trouble. But he is so hot, I have got to stick my dick in that.
I hope you didn't mind coming to my home for this meeting.
No, not at all.
Can I get you something to drink?
I don't drink. Or to drugs.
Where did drugs come into the mix? That's that's presumptuous. You don't drink. How about a Coke?
I suppose the next thing you're going to say is that you're a virgin.
I am a virgin. I'm saving myself for the right girl.
Or a couple of random guys who want to sign me to a record contract.
My, isn't she the lucky one?
I think that's noble. And in my opinion, that gives you just the right character. You'll be perfect for the band.
That being said, lick my asshole. Right now.
But unfortunately, I'm not the only one involved in the selection process.
I smell a tag team.
I don't understand.
When I called to tell you were chosen to be the drummer for the band, I kind of spoke a bit prematurely.
So I'm not in the band?
If you suck our cock, she'll be in the band.
Nobody's saying that.
So what exactly are you saying?
What we're saying is this goody-goody act won't cut it.
I thought it was noble a second ago, and it was just what you're looking for.
Chad.
We're saying the band needs a bad boy. You know what I mean by a bad boy?
Bad boy kind of sounds like bottom.
Why don't you tell me?
A bad boy is someone who will give up his ass in order to land a job.
Okay.
And you can sleep at night knowing what you're making me do?
I don't have a problem with it.
No one's making you do anything.
Like hell.
It's how we get our kicks. Managing a band is a big yawn.
That's right. We've got to pounce now before you get a big overpaid head on your shoulders. Well then, I'd say we're ready to sign some contracts. Right after you drop to your knees, that is.
What's crazy is this porno almost has too much plot, dare I say. Someone has, and I've got to post this on our Reddit so you guys can watch the whole thing. Someone has taken this entire movie, it's called Boy Band, and cut out all of the gay sex and just posted the plot, you know, the non-sex scenes, and posted it on YouTube. The non-sex scenes are about like almost 40 minutes in length. Now, if you're buying a porno, and porn videos are like $60 a pop or $50 a pop, I'd be pretty pissed off if 40 minutes of it was this shitty acting. And then, to top it all off, there are songs. The boy band actually performs at the end of this video. Talk about a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. All right, let's take a listen to just a second of this boy band. From this boy band in a gay porn. Here we go. The song called The Way It's Gonna Be by Boy Band.
You keep on telling me there's something wrong. I got the feeling that I don't belong. Could it be that what we had is gone? Maybe we should talk about it. But then you act like there's not much to say. I'm getting tired of these games you play. I didn't think that it would end this way. But maybe I can't.
Baby, ba 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 ba. It's like in sync, bye bye. Right? Not that I remember that song, but it kind of sounds like that. The idea. Fruits prancing around. You've got to check this out. Go to distortedview.reddit.com. I'll post a link to Boy Band, the entire movie. minus the gay sex. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. To report on here. First up, have very limited merchandise left, specifically Distorted View t-shirts, Satan Away and Bristol 7. Go to Jagu.net right now, see if your sizes are available. If they are, grab yours right now. Order, and I will have your shirts sent off by the end of the week. Don't forget, there's also posters, and with every order, I send you off some stickers. Also, speaking of stickers, if you sign up for the Sideshow, which is Distorted View's member site, I'll send you off some stickers. $6.99 is all it takes. If you sign up for a year, I'll also send you a Distorted View poster. Very cool. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows like the one I have for you tomorrow, exclusive programs like the one I have for you on Thursday, and all sorts of other great bonus content. I posted a bunch of updates from my Florida trip while I was on the road. Each update is progressively more insane, just like I'm just becoming delirious because I'm super tired. So that's a lot of fun. Check out that over there at superfreaksideshow.com. Again, sign up right now. I'll send you off some bumper stickers and stuff. And finally, the last thing I wanted to mention, tomorrow, brand new Sextastic Tuesday. TV's getting political. That's right. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney fan fiction of the erotic variety. Yes, it's a sex story. Who's gonna fuck who, I wonder? Find out tomorrow on a brand new Sextastic Tuesday. Ding! Guess who sent that story in? Joey, that's right. Straight from our most fucked up state. I guess he was looking for sex stories and found an awesome Barack Obama / Mitt Romney fuck story. So we'll have that for you tomorrow. All right. As for right now, let's get into today's news. First up, Molly Shuler became a member of a very exclusive Bellevue club on August 30th. Even more so, some could argue, she's in a group all of her own. The Bellevue resident became the first woman ever to eat the creation consisting of 6 hamburger patties, 6 eggs, 6 pieces of cheese, and 6 pieces of bacon, topped off with fried onions, a mound of jalapenos, whatever those are, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, 2 buns, meowness, and nearly a jar of peanut butter. Oh, God! That Stella's Bar and Grill has dubbed the Stellanator. A jar of peanut butter! That alone would kill me. It's a beast, Shuler said. Actually, it wasn't that bad, she then added in victorious laughter. Apparently, this story comes from Nebraska. Bellevue, Nebraska. All right. This burger looks insane. I'm going to try to make it today's album artwork. I have a picture of it here. It's got to be at least a foot tall. It's insane. She didn't even look miserable at all, said Stella's owner, Stephanie Francois. Francois said she's been wanting a woman to finish the challenge and was there cheering her on. The restaurant, yeah, congratulations. A fat ass eating a big burger. Is it really that big of an accomplishment here in America? The restaurant broke its own rule by preparing the challenge early. Shuler had called ahead and requested a late morning creation of the Stellanator, you know, a brunch version. Francois and Shuler seemed confident the whole time. Shuler said, I'm 115 pounds of wonderful. I'm going to destroy this thing. Wow, 115 pounds. That's not fat. Oh, wait, she's 3'7". No, that's not true. All right, so look, a petite girl ate all of this fucking burger. I want to know how much it weighs, how big it is. Come on, give me some specifics here. Not only did Shuler destroy it, but she finished off her 2 kids' dishes as well. Shuler, is she pregnant or something? Shuler credited her ability to eat, to drink it. Wait. Shuler credited her ability to eat to drinking a lot of liquids as a kid, saying her and her friends would have soda and water chugging contests all the time. I used to drink a 2-liter bottle of soda in 17 seconds or less, she claimed. That's a bit different. You know, liquid is a bit different than 7 pounds of meat. I have a feeling I'll be the only girl for a while, too, she said. It's a lot of food, I won't deny that. So what's next in the culinary conquest for Shuler? She said she may go back and top her time at Stella's or pursue an 8-pound food-eating competition in Syracuse, Nebraska. It was really fun, a really good challenge, she said. Yes, she's a hero, isn't she? Starving kids in Africa across the continent are just slow clapping right now. Yay. Congratulations. You fucking cunt. All right. Second story we have for you today. Some alarming news. Apparently, dicks are getting smaller. This is news that interests me. In news that could affect every man's pride, a new Italian study shows male genitalia is shrinking. The leaders of the study say they have genuine research that indicates the average penis size is about 10% smaller than it was half a century ago. While the study does not say how the research was conducted, whether they go to like an old folks' home and measure those dicks, or give numbers, it provides several reasons for the decrease in size. All right, those reasons include stress. Well, I'm always stressed out. Smoking. I am smoking hot. Weight gain. Oh, no comment. And alcohol. Research also claims air pollution has been shown to lead to the shrinkage. With that being said, can all of you idiots who don't believe in global warming and pollution and all that now see why we need to do something? Fuck the polar bears who are floating towards the equator on tiny chunks of glaciers. Your cock is getting tiny, and girls are laughing at you. See? Now we can all get behind it. All right, final story we have for you today. This one's from Texas and surprisingly does not involve a retard being sent to the electric chair. Close! I will say that. Yes, a Houston police officer shot and killed a one-armed, one-legged man in a wheelchair Saturday inside of a group home. It could have been Timmy Boo. Yes, police shot a one-legged, one-armed, wheelchair-bound man inside a group home after police say the double amputee threatened the officer and aggressively waved a metal object, .. that turned out to be a pen. Whoops. I wanted the Price is Right loser music, not the theme song. You are so dead, you are so dead, you are so dead, and with your one leg and one arm, you are still very dead. A dead amputee, a dead amputee. All right. You're better off this way. I'm so very sorry about that. Let's get back on track here. Police spokeswoman Jody Silva said the man cornered the officer in his wheelchair and was making threats. Yeah, but he's only got one arm and one leg. I mean, even if he was threatening you, what could he possibly do? You know, you outlimbed him. 2-1, really. All right, I don't know. Jody Silva said the man cornered the officer in his wheelchair and was making threats while trying to stab the officer with the pen. Still, it's a pen. It's a Bic. At the time, the officer did not know what the metal object was that the man was waving. She said the man came within inches to a foot of the officer and did not follow instructions to calm down and remain still. He's in a group home. He's crazy. Fearing for his partner's safety and his own safety, he discharged his weapon, meaning he shot the guy in the fucking face. Police did not immediately release the name of the man who was killed. They had been called to the home. I mean, how many fucking one-arm, one-leg amputees in a group home are there? You can narrow it down. Do a little bit of investigative research, AP. All right. They had been called to the home after a caretaker there called and reported that the man in the wheelchair was causing a disturbance. The owner, probably talking nonsense, gibberish, like the guy at Starbucks. The owner of the group home, John Garcia, said that the man had a history of mental illness, hence why he was in a group home, and had been living at the house for about 18 months. Garcia said the man had told him that he lost a leg above the knee and all of one arm when he was hit by a train, probably sunbathing. With Destiny and Rachel. He sometimes, by the way, if you go check out that video on YouTube, those fucking girls are still at it. They will not, they're quite the celebrity on YouTube. The girls who were hit by the train after they were sunbathing found out that I did a story on them and they were pissed off. Specifically after Lazy Boy created a very funny cartoon. And I guess they're threatening lawsuits and stuff, but that was years ago. But they're still pissed off about it. If you want to talk to Rachel and Destiny, the idiots that were hit by a train. You know, they posted a comment recently saying, we weren't sunbathing on the train. Like, Destiny or Rachel heard her mom, right, in the distance, and they were trying to hide from her or something. Whatever. Still, you should hear a train. If you weren't sleeping, you're even a bigger idiot than if you fell asleep on the train tracks. Like, you're sitting on the train tracks, you hear a train, you see a train, and yet you don't get up and move. Whatever. All right, where are we at here? Houston police records indicate that Marin, what is this? Silva identified, where am I at? I'm all flustered because of these fucking girls getting hit by the train. All right, Silva identified the officer as Matthew Jacob Marin, a five-year veteran of the department. He was immediately placed on three-day administrative leave, which is standard in all shooting cases. Houston police records indicate that Marin also fatally shot a suspect in 2009. What was he suffering from? Autism? Investigators at the time said Marin came upon a man stabbing his neighbor to death at an apartment complex and opened fire when the suspect refused to drop the knife. All in all, it seems like, you know, it's a good officer. He maybe jumped the gun a bit, but in the end, the guy who was living in the group home didn't really seem to be enjoying life too much. Miserable existence. He was fucking crazy, missing a bunch of limbs. Put him out of his misery. All right, on Saturday, Marin and his partner arrived at the group home around 2:30 a.m. Silva said there were several people at the house at the time. The caretaker who called police waited on the porch while the officers went inside and, you know, took care of business. Bang, bang. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, speak to me, freaks.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Freak Dawn. I'm calling in.
You're on the phone.
The question you asked on the September 12th.
Finally, an answer to the age-old question, is Don on the phone? The answer is yes, he is on the phone with us.
The question you asked on the September 12th voicemail section, You said, why do all my listeners sound depressed?
Yeah.
The answer is, because we fucking are. People who listen to this sort of view are not normal people. We're usually fucked in the head at least a little bit.
Why can't you be happy fucked in the head? You know what
just
I mean?
Like you. Love you, Timmy.
I'm happy. I'm happy. Retard. I'm happy. What was that from? Does anyone have that audio clip? That was amazing. It was like this little fat kid. I think it's on one of the DV logs. Happy. How does that make you feel? Happy. All right. I don't know. It's a very specific reference. I don't know how many of you got that one.
Hey, Tim. I apologize if this is a bad
call.
Voicemail. I'm currently driving, but kind of a little tidbit.
Okay.
I work at the local movie theater, and we regularly have to stream movies. Last night, I had to stream Finding Nemo
in 3D.
And was kind of shocked when one of the names, Dory the Bluefish, mistook Nemo's for was Harpo, as in Harpo Jarvey.
Or Harpo as in Oprah. You know, Oprah backward is Harpo. Maybe that's where Raymond got that from. Because, you know, like, the Oprah Winfrey Show is a Harpo production, which is Oprah backwards. I'm
kind of curious if maybe there's something going on there.
Maybe. Maybe someone at Pixar is a big Distorted View fan. I'm sure that's the case. By the way, someone called or someone emailed me. It's always funny, like, the weird things that people pick up on. And I was talking about my Florida trip, and I mentioned that I had my TomTom, even though I didn't use it for this trip. And the guy was pissed off. He was like, I work for Garmin. How could you use a TomTom? Like, he was angry at my choice of GPSs. I'm sorry, I got it. Like, it was a Black Friday special at Walmart many years ago. But he said, he works for Garmin, and he's gonna hook me up. So, also, you know, if anyone works for a car company or something, give me free trips.
Ching chong, King Kong, ping pong, ding dong.
I just got to start mentioning all sorts of products that will get people riled up.
Hong Kong food.
I use an iPhone. Does anyone want to beat that? Kind of unhappy with the newest update.
That's Chinese for I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Did I play this one here?
So good, Tim. This is Rob from Cleveland calling from Warren, Ohio.
Rob from Cleveland. This is so crazy. Rob, when I was living up in Ashtabula, Rob lived in Cleveland, and we never hung out or anything. And then he moved to Washington, D.C., right? And I was just in Washington, D.C., and I thought of Rob. I thought, oh, I should look up Rob and hang out with him. But he just got married that weekend, so he was probably on his honeymoon. So I keep missing Rob wherever I am.
And I got to say, this place is a shitbox, Northeast Ohio.
Yeah.
Any freak listeners out there living in Northeast Ohio, fucking put a bullet in your brain. This place fucking sucks, man.
I know.
The malls are just dead. The bar is closed at 10 p.m.
Next time I'm up in Ashtabula, I want to... Yeah, you guys, you have to check out the Ashtabula Mall if you're ever in Northeast Ohio. You can't even call it a mall anymore. There's nothing there.
It's depressing. It's white trash hell. I can't wait to get out of here.
Yeah, I got to do a video of that.
Getting married.
I think I'll be going up to Ashtabula soon. I got my brother
Sunday,
a computer.
And then I'm
going to
get the fuck out of here and go back to D.C.
Oh,
seriously.
I can't believe I missed you, Rob.
Ching Chong.
By the way, congratulations. Oh, we play the Ching Chong voicemail. By the way, congratulations, Rob from Cleveland. Another freak who got married. A couple of freaks got married in the Netherlands. And now Rob from Cleveland. Everyone's getting married. Except for me.
Hey, boo. Spiral him, fucker. I like your NASA shirt.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
When I was a kid, that meant...
Oh, wait, what did you like about me? You like my NASA shirt.
I am fucker. I like your NASA shirt.
Thank you. Pick it up at Target.
When I was a kid.
They also have Arrested Development t-shirts now at Target. I about shit my pants.
That meant need another 7 astronauts. But lately, with all the conspiracy shit, apparently it means never a straight answer.
Oh,
so as far as you not losing weight at the gym, it's all cardiovascular, boo. Your shirt needs to be soaking wet at least 3 times a week.
It is. I swear to God, I'm soaking fucking wet when I leave the gym. I'm sweating up a storm.
Run from the police, jog, it don't matter.
Yeah, it's all about getting the good sweat going. All right, thank you guys for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail at 40-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is no God.
That's my boy Timmy Boo Henson in his wheelchair at the hospital. Check
it out. Fucking Pharrell in that voice, man. Yes, don't forget to spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. Rate us and review us on iTunes, all that good shit. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.